Tired of feeling like you're talking, but no one's listening? Do you want to be the person everyone wants to know, effortlessly attracting friends and opportunities? Most of us think we know how to win friends and influence people, but we're doing it wrong. Dale Carnegie cracked the code on human interaction, and it's simpler than you think. The secret isn't just about what you say, but how you make people feel. Mastering the art of genuine connection can supercharge your career, your social life, and even your relationships at home. It all starts with a few simple principles. Stick around as we dive into the psychology of human interaction, uncovering the hidden forces that shape our relationships and learning how to harness them for your own success. Get ready to transform the way you interact with the world and unlock the power of true connection. Let's get started. 1. Mastering the art of human interaction. In our relentless pursuit of happiness and success, we often overlook the most crucial element, our interactions with others. Whether we're navigating the corporate jungle, the social scene, or the intimate landscape of our families, our ability to connect with people is paramount. Dale Carnegie's timeless wisdom, as encapsulated in How to Win Friends and Influence People, offers invaluable insights into this intricate dance of human connection. Let's delve deeper into part one, where Carnegie lays the groundwork for building meaningful relationships. If you want to gather honey, don't kick over the beehive. Picture this. You're a beekeeper and you want that sweet, golden honey. Would you violently shake the beehive, risking stings and chaos? Of course not. Yet, in our interactions, we often resort to criticism, condemnation, and complaints, the human equivalent of kicking the beehive. We forget that people are not rational creatures. They are emotional beings, driven by pride, insecurity, and a deep-seated need to feel valued. Think about the last time you were on the receiving end of harsh criticism. Did it make you want to change, or did it ignite a defensive fire within you? As Dale Carnegie wisely observed, criticism is futile because it puts a person on the defensive and usually makes him strive to justify himself. This echoes the ancient Stoic philosophy, which emphasized understanding and acceptance of human nature as it is, rather than railing against it. Instead of focusing on what people do wrong, let's try to understand why they do what they do. Let's put ourselves in their shoes, as the old adage goes. To know all is to forgive all. Remember, we are all flawed creatures, navigating the complexities of life. When we approach others with empathy and understanding, we pave the way for positive change and foster an environment of trust and respect. Consider a modern workplace scenario. Your colleague consistently misses deadlines. Instead of berating them, try understanding their challenges. Are they overwhelmed? Do they need additional resources? By addressing the root cause, you not only solve the problem, but also strengthen your relationship. The big secret of dealing with people. What is the most potent force that drives human behavior? Is it money, power, fame? While these may play a role, Dale Carnegie, echoing the wisdom of philosophers like John Dewey, believed that the deepest yearning in the human heart is the desire to be important. Think about it. From the clothes we wear to the careers we pursue, our actions are often motivated by a need for recognition, validation, and a sense of significance. This isn't mere vanity. It's a fundamental human need. As Aristotle noted, man is by nature a social animal. We thrive on connection, belonging, and the feeling that we matter. When we genuinely make others feel valued and appreciated, We tap into a powerful wellspring of goodwill. We align ourselves with their deepest desires, creating a bond that transcends superficial interactions. But how do we make others feel important? It's not about empty flattery or insincere compliments. It's about recognizing their unique qualities, acknowledging their efforts, and expressing genuine appreciation for their contributions. When we do this, we not only win their favor, but also ignite a spark of inspiration within them. Imagine a social media influencer who constantly seeks validation through likes and comments. By genuinely engaging with their content, leaving thoughtful comments, and recognizing their creativity, you not only make them feel appreciated, but also foster a loyal follower. He who can do this has the whole world with him. He who cannot walks a lonely way. Imagine you're trying to convince a friend to see a movie with you. Would you talk about how much you want to see it? Or would you focus on why they would enjoy it? The answer is obvious, yet in our daily interactions, we often forget this simple truth. To influence others, we must speak in terms of their interests, not our own. Dale Carnegie's wisdom aligns with the ancient teachings of philosophers like Lao Tzu, who emphasized the power of putting others first. When we genuinely seek to understand and fulfill the needs of others, we create a magnetic force that draws people towards us. Think of it this way. When you go fishing, you don't bait the hook with what you like to eat. You use what the fish find enticing. Similarly, to win people to our way of thinking, we must present our ideas in a way that aligns with their desires and aspirations. When we make them feel heard, understood, and valued, we unlock the door to cooperation and collaboration. Consider a salesperson trying to close a deal. Instead of bombarding the client with features and benefits, they should uncover the client's pain points and demonstrate how their product or service can alleviate them. By addressing the client's specific needs, the salesperson is more likely to secure the deal. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button, share it with your family and friends, and write "Keep it up" in the comments below. 2. 6 ways to make people like you. All right, let's get real. We all want to be liked. It's a fundamental human desire woven into the fabric of our social DNA. But how do we go about it? Do we need to be charismatic superstars with Hollywood smiles? Do we need to shower people with gifts and compliments? Nope. Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People gives us a roadmap to genuine likability, and it all starts with understanding and connecting with others on a deeper level. Do this and you'll be welcome anywhere. Ever noticed how your dog can charm the socks off anyone? It's not because they're offering belly rubs or fetching the newspaper. It's because they're genuinely interested in you. They wag their tails, lick your face, and shower you with unconditional love. They don't have ulterior motives. They simply enjoy your company. We humans could learn a thing or two from our furry friends. Instead of trying to get people interested in us, let's focus on becoming genuinely interested in them. Ask questions, listen attentively, and show a sincere curiosity about their lives, thoughts, and experiences. Think about it. When someone truly listens to you, doesn't it make you feel valued and appreciated? It's like a warm ray of sunshine on a cloudy day. As the philosopher Epictetus said, we have 2 ears and 1 mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. Wise words, indeed. In today's fast-paced world of social media and superficial connections, genuine interest is a rare commodity, but it's also incredibly powerful. When you take the time to truly connect with someone, you're not just making a friend, you're building a relationship that can enrich your life in countless ways. A simple way to make a good first impression. You know what they say, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. But what makes a good first impression? Is it expensive clothes, a fancy car, a perfectly coiffed hairstyle? While these things might turn heads, they won't necessarily win hearts. The most powerful tool you have for making a positive first impression is your smile. It's a universal language that transcends cultural barriers and speaks directly to the human heart. A genuine smile signals warmth, approachability, and goodwill. It's like saying, "I'm happy to see you, and I'm open to connecting with you." Think about the people who instantly make you feel comfortable and at ease. Chances are they have a warm, inviting smile that makes you feel welcome in their presence. As the Dalai Lama once said, a simple smile, that's the start of opening your heart and being compassionate to others. In a world that often feels cold and impersonal, a genuine smile can be a beacon of light. It can break down barriers, disarm suspicion, and create a space for authentic connection. So the next time you meet someone new, don't forget to flash those pearly whites. You might be surprised at the doors it opens. If you don't do this, you are headed for trouble. Let's face it, we all love the sound of our own names. It's music to our ears, a sweet melody that affirms our existence and individuality. And yet, how often do we forget the names of the people we meet? We mumble a quick, "Nice to meet you," and then promptly forget their name before the conversation even ends. This is a big no-no in the realm of human relations. When you remember someone's name and use it in conversation, you're not just being polite, you're showing them respect, acknowledging their individuality, and making them feel valued. It's a simple act that can have a profound impact on how others perceive you. Think about the times someone has remembered your name when you least expected it. Didn't it make you feel special? It's like receiving a personalized gift, a small gesture that says, "I see you, and I value our connection." In today's world of digital overload and fleeting interactions, remembering someone's name is a powerful way to stand out from the crowd. It's a sign of genuine interest and respect. A gesture that can turn a casual acquaintance into a potential friend or ally. So the next time you meet someone new, make a conscious effort to remember their name. It might just be the key to unlocking a valuable relationship. An easy way to become a good conversationalist. We all know those people who can talk for hours about themselves, their achievements, their opinions, their problems. They might be entertaining for a while, but eventually their self-centeredness becomes exhausting. The secret to becoming a good conversationalist isn't about being a brilliant storyteller or a witty raconteur. It's about being a good listener. When you genuinely listen to others, you not only gain valuable insights, but also make them feel heard and understood. Think about the people you enjoy talking to the most. Are they the ones who constantly interrupt you with their own stories? Or are they the ones who listen attentively, ask thoughtful questions, and make you feel like you're the only person in the room? As the philosopher Søren Kierkegaard said, "Life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards." By listening to others, we gain a deeper understanding of their experiences, perspectives, and motivations. This not only makes us better conversationalists, but also enriches our lives with new knowledge and insights. In a world that's constantly bombarding us with information and distractions, the ability to listen deeply is a superpower. It allows us to connect with others on a profound level, build trust and rapport, and create meaningful relationships that stand the test of time. How to interest people. Let's be honest, we're all a little self-centered. We're interested in our own lives, our own problems, our own passions, and that's okay. But if we want to truly connect with others, we need to step outside of our own little bubbles and find common ground. The easiest way to do this is to talk about the things that interest the other person. What are their hobbies? What are they passionate about? What makes them tick? When you show a genuine interest in their world, you're not just making conversation, you're building a bridge of understanding and connection. Think about the times someone has shown a genuine interest in your passions. Didn't it make you feel excited and appreciated? It's like finding a kindred spirit, someone who understands and shares your enthusiasm. In today's world of niche interests and diverse communities, finding common ground is more important than ever. When you take the time to learn about what makes others tick, you open up a world of possibilities for connection, collaboration, and mutual growth. How to make people like you instantly. Okay, let's get to the good stuff. Is there a secret formula for instant likability? While there's no magic potion, there is a simple principle that can work wonders. Make the other person feel important. This doesn't mean showering them with empty flattery or fake compliments. It means genuinely recognizing their value, acknowledging their contributions, and showing them respect. When you make someone feel important, you're not just boosting their ego. You're tapping into a deep-seated human need for recognition and validation. Think about the people who make you feel good about yourself. Are they the ones who constantly criticize and belittle you? Or are they the ones who uplift you with their words and actions? As Maya Angelou famously said, "People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel." In a world that often feels competitive and judgmental, making others feel important is a radical act of kindness. It's a way of saying, "I see your worth and I value your presence in my life." And when you do this, you're not just making someone like you, you're creating a ripple effect of positivity that can spread far and wide. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button, share it with your family and friends, and write "keep it up" in the comments below. 3. Winning people to your way of thinking. Okay, let's talk about the art of persuasion. We all want to influence others, whether it's convincing your boss to give you a raise, persuading your partner to try a new restaurant, or rallying your team behind a new project. But here's the kicker. You can't win an argument. Nope, not in the way you think. Even if you win by logic and facts, you might lose the more valuable prize, the other person's goodwill and respect. Dale Carnegie's "How to Win Friends and Influence People" offers a different approach, one rooted in understanding, empathy, and the gentle art of persuasion. Let's dive into part 3, where Carnegie reveals the secrets to winning people over without alienating them. You can't win an argument. Imagine you're in a heated debate with a friend about politics. You're both armed with facts, statistics, and fiery opinions. But the more you argue, the more entrenched you become in your own views. The conversation turns into a battle of egos, with neither of you willing to budge an inch. Sound familiar? This is the classic trap of argumentation. As Dale Carnegie puts it, you can't win an argument. You can't, because if you lose it, you lose it. And if you win it, you lose it. Why? Because even if you win by logic, you've probably lost the other person's respect and openness to your ideas. Think about the ancient Greek concept of logos, the appeal to reason and logic. While logic is important, it's not the only factor in persuasion. We also need to consider pathos, the appeal to emotions, and ethos, the appeal to credibility and character. When we argue, we often neglect these other crucial elements, focusing solely on proving ourselves right. In today's polarized world, avoiding arguments is more important than ever. Instead of trying to win debates, let's focus on finding common ground, building bridges of understanding, and fostering respectful dialogue. A sure way of making enemies and how to avoid it. One of the quickest ways to make an enemy is to tell someone they're wrong. It's a direct attack on their ego, their intelligence, and their sense of self-worth. It triggers defensiveness, resentment, and a desire to retaliate. Think about it. When someone tells you you're wrong, how do you feel? Probably not too good, right? As the philosopher Immanuel Kant said, "Treat people as an end, and never as a means to an end." When we tell people they're wrong, we're treating them as a means to our own ego-boosting ends. Instead of pointing out people's mistakes directly, let's approach them with respect and humility. Let's acknowledge that we might be wrong and invite them to examine the facts with us. As Dale Carnegie suggests, "Men must be taught as if you taught them not, and things unknown proposed as things forgot." In the modern workplace, this principle is crucial for effective leadership. Instead of dictating solutions, try asking questions and inviting your team to contribute their ideas. This not only fosters a collaborative environment, but also leads to more creative and innovative solutions. If you're wrong, admit it. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. But how we handle those mistakes can make all the difference in our relationships with others. When we try to cover up our errors, we only dig ourselves deeper into a hole of dishonesty and defensiveness. Instead, let's embrace the wisdom of the ancient Stoics, who emphasized the importance of taking responsibility for our actions and acknowledging our shortcomings. As Seneca said, "The greatest remedy for anger is delay." By pausing, reflecting, and admitting our mistakes, we not only diffuse tense situations, but also build trust and credibility with others. Think about a time when someone humbly admitted their mistake to you. Didn't it make you respect them more? It shows a level of maturity and self-awareness that's often lacking in our ego-driven world. In today's culture of blame and denial, admitting our mistakes is a courageous act. It's a way of saying, "I'm not perfect, and I'm willing to learn and grow from my mistakes." This vulnerability can be incredibly disarming, opening up new avenues for connection and understanding. A drop of honey. Remember the old saying, "You can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar." This principle holds true in human relations as well. When we approach others with kindness, empathy, and understanding, we're more likely to win them over than if we resort to anger, aggression, or hostility. Think about the last time someone tried to persuade you with anger and force. Did it work? Probably not. In fact, it probably made you more resistant to their ideas. As the philosopher Plato said, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." Instead of trying to bully people into submission, let's try to understand their perspective, acknowledge their feelings, and appeal to their better nature. As Dale Carnegie puts it, "A drop of honey that catches his heart, which, say what you will, is the great high road to his reason." In today's world of conflict and division, a little kindness can go a long way. It can de-escalate tense situations, build bridges of understanding, and foster a more compassionate and collaborative society. The Secret of Socrates. Ever heard of the Socratic method? It's a way of asking questions that leads people to discover the truth for themselves. Instead of telling people what to think, Socrates would ask them a series of questions that would gradually guide them towards a new understanding. This is a powerful technique for persuasion because it allows people to feel ownership over their conclusions. When they arrive at a conclusion on their own, they're more likely to believe it and act on it. Think about a time when someone tried to convince you of something by simply telling you it was true. Did you immediately accept it, or did you want to explore the issue further? As the philosopher Aristotle said, "The mark of an educated mind is to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it." In today's world of information overload and fake news, the Socratic method is more relevant than ever. By asking questions, we encourage critical thinking, foster deeper understanding, and empower others to discover the truth for themselves. The safety valve in handling complaints. We all have complaints from time to time, whether it's a frustrating customer service experience, a disagreement with a colleague, or a disappointment with a loved one. Complaints are a natural part of life. But how we handle those complaints can make all the difference in our relationships with others. When someone comes to us with a complaint, our first instinct might be to defend ourselves, offer excuses, or even counterattack. But this only escalates the situation and creates more conflict. Instead, let's take a deep breath and listen. Let the other person vent their frustrations, express their feelings, and tell their side of the story. As the philosopher Epictetus said, "We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." By listening attentively, we not only gain a better understanding of the issue at hand, but also show the other person that we care about their concerns. This can go a long way towards diffusing anger, building trust, and finding a mutually agreeable solution. Think about a time when someone truly listened to your complaint. Didn't it make you feel validated and understood? It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders, a sense of relief that someone cares enough to hear you out. In today's world of instant gratification and short attention spans, the ability to listen patiently and empathetically is a rare and valuable skill. It can turn a potential conflict into an opportunity for connection, understanding, and growth. Additional techniques for winning people. Over. Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People is packed with additional techniques for winning people to your way of thinking. Here are a few key takeaways. How to get cooperation. Instead of dictating solutions, involve others in the decision-making process. This makes them feel valued and invested in the outcome. A formula that will work wonders for you. Show empathy and understanding. Put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to see things from their perspective. What everybody wants. Appeal to nobler motives. People like to think of themselves as good and unselfish. An appeal that everybody likes. Frame your requests in a way that shows how the other person will benefit. The movies do it, TV does it, why don't you do it? Dramatize your ideas, make them vivid, interesting, and memorable. When nothing else works, try this. Throw down a challenge. Appeal to people's competitive spirit and desire to excel. By mastering these techniques, you can become a more persuasive communicator, a more effective leader, and a more valued friend and colleague. Remember, the key is to approach every interaction with empathy, respect, and a genuine desire to connect with others on a deeper level. 4. Be a leader. How to change people. Without giving offense or arousing resentment. All right, let's talk about leadership. It's not just about barking orders or wielding power. It's about inspiring others, motivating them to reach their full potential, and guiding them towards a shared vision. But here's the catch. Nobody likes to be told what to do, especially when it's done in a way that makes them feel small or insignificant. In How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie offers a blueprint for effective leadership, one that's rooted in respect, empathy, and the subtle art of influence. Let's dive into part 4, where Carnegie reveals how to change people without bruising their egos or sparking resentment. If you must find fault, this is the way to begin. Imagine you're a manager and you need to address an employee's performance issues. Do you start by listing all their shortcomings and criticizing their work? Or do you take a more tactful approach? Dale Carnegie suggests a simple yet powerful technique. Begin with praise and honest appreciation. Highlight their strengths, acknowledge their past achievements, and then gently steer the conversation towards areas where they can improve. Think about it. When someone starts by praising you, doesn't it make you more receptive to their feedback? It's like a spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine go down. As the philosopher Aristotle said, to avoid criticism, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. But that's not an option for effective leaders. Instead, we need to find ways to offer constructive criticism that motivates and inspires, rather than demotivates and discourages. In the modern workplace, this principle is essential for building a positive and productive team culture. When employees feel valued and appreciated, they're more likely to be engaged, motivated, and open to feedback. How to criticize and not be hated for it. Okay, let's be real. Sometimes criticism is necessary, but how do you offer it in a way that doesn't make the other person feel attacked or defensive? Dale Carnegie suggests a few key strategies. 1. Focus on the behavior, not the person. Instead of saying, "You're lazy," say, "I've noticed that you've been missing deadlines lately." 2. Be specific and constructive. Instead of saying, "Your work is terrible," say, "I think this report could be stronger if you added more data to support your conclusions." 3. Offer solutions, not just problems. Instead of saying, "You're not meeting expectations," say, "Here are a few ideas that might help you improve your performance." Think about the times you've received constructive criticism. When it was delivered with empathy and a focus on solutions, it probably felt helpful and motivating. But when it was delivered as a personal attack, it probably felt hurtful and demotivating. In today's world of instant feedback and online reviews, the art of constructive criticism is more important than ever. By learning to offer feedback in a way that's respectful, specific, and solution-oriented, you can build stronger relationships and foster a culture of continuous improvement. Talk about your own mistakes. First, nobody's perfect. We all mess up from time to time, but admitting our own mistakes can be a powerful way to connect with others and encourage them to acknowledge their own shortcomings. When we show vulnerability and humility, we create a safe space for others to do the same. It's like saying, "Hey, I'm not perfect, and that's okay. We all make mistakes, and we can learn from them together." Think about a time when someone in a position of authority openly admitted their mistake to you. Didn't it make you respect them more? It shows a level of authenticity and humility that's often lacking in leaders. In today's world of polished social media profiles and curated online personas, authenticity is a breath of fresh air. When leaders are willing to show their human side, it makes them more relatable approachable, and trustworthy. Additional leadership principles. Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People is filled with additional principles for effective leadership. Here are a few key takeaways. No one likes to take orders. Instead of giving direct orders, ask questions and offer suggestions. Let the other person save face. Avoid humiliating or embarrassing others. Always allow them to maintain their dignity. How to spur people on to success. Give praise and encouragement. Recognize even the smallest improvements. Give a dog a good name. Set high expectations for others and believe in their ability to meet them. Make the fault seem easy to correct. Offer guidance and support and make it easy for others to improve. Making people glad to do what you want. Show how their actions will benefit them personally. By mastering these principles, you can become a leader who inspires, motivates, and empowers others. Remember, leadership is not about control, it's about influence. And the most effective leaders are those who can connect with others on a human level, understand their needs and desires, and guide them towards a shared vision. In conclusion, mastering the art of human connection isn't just an extra skill. It's the key to success in your career, social life, and personal relationships. By applying the simple principles you've learned, you can build strong and lasting relationships. Remember, it's not just about what you say, but how you make people feel. People may forget your words, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. Use this understanding to become the person everyone wants to know. Listen more than you talk. Ask questions instead of imposing your opinions, and make others feel valued and important. You'll see your life improve in amazing ways. The world of human relationships is full of opportunities, and all you need to do is be ready to take them the right way. Start applying what you've learned today, and watch your relationships grow and flourish.